Sports Minutes with Elliot Danker and Ziaul Roshan.
Money FM 89.3. It is now time for Sports Minutes. I'm Elliot Danker, together with Ziaul Roshan. Have you taken part in a triathlon before?
Boom. Never before. Sometimes I read up about these races and I wonder how people put themselves through it. Have you?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Wow. No wonder you threw me under the bus with that question and then set yourself up for this story.
It was a horrible experience.
There you go.
I don't know which was worse, training for it or actually doing it. Because it's like, okay, so when does this end again?
Exactly. So clearly, Elliot and I are not fans of this, but it'd be exciting to watch. Thankfully, we have someone who is a former triathlete as well joining us on the line.
Yep, on the line with us is Sam Renouf, who is the CEO of the Professional Triathletes Organization. Sam, good evening. How are you?
Good evening or good afternoon. Yeah, I'm very well, and hopefully within the next 10 minutes, we'll convert you guys into fans and maybe participants of triathlon.
Well, you've got some great competitors joining this as well. It's called the Singapore T100. I guess to start us off, tell us a little bit about your story as part of the Professional Triathletes Organization. You're the CEO. What's the role like?
That's right, yeah. So look, the reason why we're chatting is this weekend, the world's greatest athletes are coming to Singapore. We have the second stage of the T100 triathlon outdoor taking place in the Marina Bay. 40 of the world's best athletes, alongside 6,000 amateur triathletes, a mixture of people from Singapore and from overseas, all coming to push themselves around the bay. And like you said, I've been the CEO since we founded this organization about 4 years ago, and it's been a really exciting journey to bring triathlon to the mainstream. We're making the Formula One of endurance sports.
Wow, Formula One of endurance sports. All sounds quite exciting. I'm excited to find out more about the event, Sam. But before that, you used to be a triathlete yourself. So tell us a bit more, because as Elliot and I already alluded to, we are afraid of triathlons.
Yeah, so I was a triathlete myself. You know, it feels a long time ago. Nearly 20 years ago, I was a international triathlete on the British team, the British international team, I should say. And really, the organization we have, we're the equivalent of the PGA Tour or the ATP, but for triathlon. And what that means is we are the body of professional triathletes. They've got together to improve the sport and take it to the next level. The only main difference, and very relevant to all of the listeners, given the subject of your radio station, is that we're backed by some incredible venture capitalists that recognize there's a value in triathlon. And so our majority investor is a very famous man in the VC world, Sir Michael Moritz, and Sequoia Capital. And Mike backed us because he believes in the value of triathlon and that the participants and the demographic of the sport is incredibly wealthy and rich, and it's a massive opportunity to bring it all together with a world tour.
Wow, very exciting. Now, you told us a bit about your background as a triathlete, and we introduced you as the CEO of the Professional Triathletes Organization as well. How do you marry both in terms of bringing that experience and that athleticism to the role?
Well, I wish I was still athletic. I must say all of my efforts now go into putting on these events. Yeah, many kilos ago was I capable of running around the Marina Bay, so not so much anymore. But look, I've been fortunate to have had sort of both sides of the coin of the experience of being an athlete myself and racing all around the world and seeing what works and what doesn't, especially from an athletic perspective. And then the last 15 years working in private equity myself. So knowing how the financial mechanisms can be applied and the value that you can create out of an amazing event like this. I mean, if we all have, I think the numbers be close to 30,000 people this weekend will come down and experience the T100 if they're racing or supporting their friends or watching the top professionals. And that's an amazing audience to monetize. And that's really the business model of sport.
Knowing your audience, I suppose, is quite crucial here. Sam, you've been around the world. Other host cities include the likes of San Francisco, London, Ibiza, Las Vegas, Dubai. Marina Bay is the venue that will be hosting this event here in Singapore. Where do we stack up versus all the other venues around the world?
Well, that's a great question. We were thrilled to have Singapore as our only Asia host this year. And one of the things that we've out of our way to do is go to iconic cities that really tick the box for people that want to have an amazing experience traveling around the world. And Singapore absolutely fits that bill. I mean, specifically to speak to the event this weekend, we're wonderfully supported by both the Singapore Tourism Board and Sport Singapore, the two sort of ministries that support sports events. And the event is taking place in what is probably the most iconic location a triathlon could ever be, right? So to be in the Marina Bay, took a very long time to work with the government to get approvals for that, and we will have about 1,000, no, just under 1,000 experienced amateurs. So it's not like anyone can do this. If you're just a member of the public, you can't turn up, unfortunately. There's some requirements that we have to do to make sure that you're fit and athletic enough, so maybe you guys can do it next year. But yeah, the 1,000 experienced amateurs will be swimming in the Marina Bay this weekend.
I tell you what, for listeners who are not competing, they should turn up just to take some beautiful photos, because like you say, it's an iconic backdrop for it, right? Now, Sam, can you tell us a little about the different race categories that will be happening this weekend?
But yes, and as you say, for those who want to come down and watch, one of the really fantastic things about triathlon is that it's free to attend, right? So this is not a stadium-based sport where you have to go and buy a ticket. Anyone who comes down to the Bayfront event space right next to Marina Bay Sands, all the way along around the Marina Bay, the promontory, and then out towards the Marina Barrage, will be able to watch the greatest athletes in the world. We have the top 20 male and female triathletes that are all Olympic champions and world champions themselves coming in racing, as well as you say, lots of other categories of participants. So just under 6,000 people will be doing a mixture of triathlon across the full 100-kilometer distance, which is what the professionals do, a duathlon, which is triathlon without the swimming. And we have both short and long distance for that, mainly as a sort of gateway to taking on the sport. And then we will have close to 3,000 runners, in fact, slightly more than that, nearly 3,500 runners on Saturday night doing a music run.
That's going to be fun. And Sam, you pulled off a major coup. You got Joseph Schooling to come out of retirement. Well, no, not quite. Tell us a little bit about his involvement.
Not quite out of retirement, actually, but an unusual Joseph in that he's not actually swimming. This is quite unique. So last joined us in the first ever event we did. He did the swim. This year, he wanted to put his athletic talents to another test, and he's doing the duathlon as part of a team relay. And so that's another category that I didn't mention before, but we'll have a lot of different groups. For example, we have corporate teams from some of the biggest companies we can think of in Singapore, all racing together, and it becomes, you know, a way for companies to, you know, bond and enjoy the experience of sport.
You know what? I think I could take on Joseph Schooling in running. I'm all right.
Okay, you take him on. Since it's a duo event, I'll partner him. You take him on. How about that?
That's not fair.
Now, Sam, you talked about it being the second year you're hosting this event. Talk me through what you learned from the first year and how things might be different, better this year.
Yeah, well, look, one of the first things is to really recognize how impactful it is on the city, both in a positive way because of all of the economic impact of bringing these thousands of people to the country who stay for a long time and stay at hotels. But the other is to minimize the impact from a road closure perspective because, you know, we're using some of the most famous, iconic roads for this event because it showcases the city. And so we've actually slimmed down the profile a little bit into the road closures aren't quite as long, make sure the infamous Singapore traffic doesn't get too bad. And it means a bit higher operation for us this weekend. The event sold out really quickly. In fact, I think it was a record for us of all of the events. And I think that's a reflection of the pent-up demand for these kind of things in Singapore. This is a country where people will like to push themselves and experience amazing things. And we hope they will be this weekend.
Just on the topic of road closures and traffic, on behalf of taxi drivers, thank you for doing that for us, Sam.
I don't joke about it. We recognize that on the positive side, you're showcasing one of the most beautiful cities in the world live on TV. This will be in 190 countries around the world on both Saturday and Sunday. At the same time, there's a lot of people that maybe don't see the event and they see the traffic. And so we recognize that and want to accommodate for it. And so we've been working very closely with all of the different Singapore governing bodies to make sure that this event is an incredibly positive thing for the country.
Sam, I've worked with an event organizer, I think almost 10 years ago, to help get this marathon in Singapore into IAAF gold medal status. And that was because there was that broadcast aspect. You just talked about how this is going to be broadcast. Could you tell us a little bit about those certifications and how this event, the T100, gets that international recognition? What's that framework like?
Yes, absolutely. So in our case, you know, with the marathon, there's sort of the gold label status. We're a level above that triathlon, and this is a world championship. So just like Formula One, where there are, you know, I think now 24 events that lead into the world championship for the constructors and the drivers in Abu Dhabi, it's the same thing in Singapore. So this is the second stage of eight events that lead up to the world championship, and the athletes accrue points all the way through the year, which is why we have some of the greatest athletes on the planet coming to race this weekend, both for points because they want prestige, but also for money. So there's a lot of money on the line. We have over $7 million prize money throughout the tour. And these are the kind of things that get media and broadcasters excited. So, and as I said, like 190 countries around the world, you'll be able to tune in live and see this. Millions of people watching Singapore and the athletes racing around it.
Wow, he wasn't kidding about that reference to Formula One, because the Singapore Grand Prix, of course, gets all the eyeballs. We are hoping the T100 triathlon will get it as well. Now, Sam, you talked about working with various different Singapore government organizations. I'm keen to find out what this triathlon can help to do for local sports scene and the broader community.
Yeah, look, that's a great question, because you know, most people focus on, when they think about international sport, they think about just economics, right? Just about tourists and people coming and spending money. But one of the really great things about triathlon is that it's also a participation sport. So unlike the Formula One, you know, in September, I think it is this year, it's not like you can go and drive a Formula One car around the racetrack if you're not a participant. In our case, you can actually do that. So it's one of these unique things. Unlike golf, tennis, Formula One, you can actually go and experience it as an amateur athlete yourself. And well, that's one of the things that we focus really closely with Sport Singapore, is driving participation and increasing health and wellness in the country. Because everyone knows that if you're a healthy mind, healthy body, that's one of the main reasons why the event has been supported here, is that we want to create racing opportunities, not just for the best professionals, but for amateurs, not just in triathlon, but swimming, cycling and running. Sports in the world.
And I suppose, Sam, if right now I'm listening and I want to be a part of this event or at least check it out, where can I go?
So there's two things. You can go to t100triathlon.com, and I think you can just about still get into the running event. We're going to close entries for that probably tomorrow now, because it's a capacity. We're thrilled by the response here. And for those who've missed out, you know, we'll actually go on sale for next year. So the same weekend of 2025, we're going to go on that this weekend. So for people who will sign up early and get ahead on their training. And if that's a bit too hot and sweaty, then just come down to the Marina Bay. It's free to attend. Watch some of the greatest athletes in the world pushing themselves in the Singapore heat.
I kind of feel like Sam was hinting for the both of us to turn up. I don't know, man.
And during this course of this conversation, remember I mentioned trying to partner up with Joseph Schooling? Somebody tells me that's not going to happen because he's got an exciting teammate. I think you have to go down to find out who it is, but trust me, it'll be worth it.
All right, we've been speaking with Sam Renouf, who is the CEO of the Professional Triathletes Organization. Sam, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure. I hope to see you all this weekend in the Marina Bay.
Sports Minutes on Money FM 89.3.